In Simeon Samach Vav Sif Beis, Rama says, Batim Shebesvina Tzrichem Erev, homes on a boat require an Erev, Afapi Sheish Asina Mechitzos, even though the boat itself has Mechitzos. The Mishnah quotes the Magen Avraham and the Rabbi who say this is only if there are homes that are Shayachim to Jews on the boat. But if there's only one house that belongs to Jews on the boat and everybody else that are there are not in a house, they're on the boat, but they're not actually in a house, so then you do not need an Erev. You could carry from your house that's on the boat out onto the boat, as well as the Mishnah Berurah says, that even though it's true that there's a requirement of an Erev in order to carry, on the boat itself, you'd be allowed to carry, just like a Chatzar, even if there was no Erev. So to those boats that do not have any homes on them, and that are just people hanging out on a boat, but there's no living quarters or anything like that, so then it's like you're in one big chatzar, and you'd be allowed to carry in it without an Erev as well. When we say that there's a requirement for mechitzos, Mishnah Berurah says this means of an asar tvachim, and therefore it has the status of rishus hayachid, but nevertheless, even though it has the status of rishus hayachid, the svina, still if there are batim on it, then it requires an Erev. If there are no walls to the boat, then on the boat you'd only be allowed to carry dalet amos and no more. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because then the boat becomes like a carmelis. And if that's the case, though, you can only carry dalet amos on it, but you'd be allowed to carry also from the water to the boat, because then you're traveling from a carmelis to a carmelis. Magen Avraham also says that there are batim on that svina, on that boat, and the boat itself doesn't have 10 tzvachim mechitzos, so then you're not allowed to carry from the batim onto the boat, because that's rishus hayachid to a carmelis, which is not allowed. Yisif Gimel, habayis shamanichim bo ha'erev, ein tzarech liten pas. The home that has the Erev in it, they do not need to give bread towards that Erev. Because the whole purpose of the Erev is to make it considered as though everyone's living there. But this person that already lives in the house, so he was not going to require that. As well, says the Mechaber, Ein Tzarech Shia Be'erev Shava Pruta. We do not require that whatever it is that you're using for the Erev has a Shava Pruta value to it. Mishnah Berurah says, because the Erev is not Mishum Kinyan, rather it's in order to be that everyone's living together. And therefore also, that's why you have to dafka give bread, and something else like a Kli wouldn't count, because when we say that it's going to be that everyone lives together, and the main living is through where you keep your bread.